Question: do eggs require hashgacha for Pesach? So, as with many other items, once the egg has been processed, number one, let's say it was cooked, you have a hard-boiled egg that you are purchasing from a gas station, or it could be from a regular supermarket. Hard-boiled eggs, first of all, require hashgacha all year round. Eggs require Bishul Yisrael, so if it was cooked, it needs to have hashgacha. Many do. You could look for an OU or other hashgachas on it. And that's number one. Additionally, there could be some vinegar or some type of citric acid that is used in the water when they do the hard-boiling process. Now, one can make a very strong argument that it would be batel and it's probably not coming from chametz anyways, but there is a reason to get kosher for Pesach. If a person only has a brand that does not say OUP on it, you can ask the Rav Machshir or a Mashgiach that understands the process and the facility, and very often you could confirm that this specific product does not use a citric acid that's kidneys or chametz or a vinegar in the production. So hard-boiled eggs, we're going to say, should have hashgacha for Pesach. It definitely requires hashgacha in general all year round due to the Bishul Akram issue. When it comes to liquid eggs, so liquid eggs needs hashgacha all year round. It could be processed in facilities that use treif equipment. Additionally, liquid eggs, depending on the quality and company, they could use stabilizers, which theoretically could be treif or chametz, or they use preservatives, emulsifiers. There could be color additives and even flavor sometimes. So liquid eggs require hashgacha for Pesach, and there are many brands that are available with hashgacha for Pesach. Just find one, but do not use the one from all year round. What about raw eggs? So raw eggs do not require hashgacha all year round or Pesach. Raw chicken eggs are kosher. There's no concern. There is a slight benefit, a very slight benefit, of purchasing eggs with hashgacha or hashgacha for Pesach, and that is that there are two potential processes that other ingredients are used in. One could be the when they wash the eggs. We don't want dirty eggs, so they could use an ingredient, maybe an acid, in the washing process. Highly unlikely, and highly unlikely that it's going to end up in your product. Additionally, when the eggs are washed, so they use some defoamer to stop the foam that comes when you wash eggs that come from the farm. That defoamer could theoretically be kidneys or treif, but it's used in parts to hundreds, and it's not something that ends up on the final product. So all year round and on Pesach, there is no concern for that, and therefore halacha lemaisa, one is allowed to purchase raw eggs without hashgacha all year round and when it comes to Pesach. There's a question, and people have heard of this, that one should not purchase eggs on Pesach itself. You should purchase it before Pesach. So there are two different possible reasons for this. Number one is, as we mentioned, there theoretically could be some chametz from the antifoam, from the defoamer, or from the washing process. But halachically, it wouldn't be an issue. There is no real concern for chametz, and there would be nothing left. There would be a safek mashahu, it's mutter. The other concern is that there is a discussion in the Chayadim regarding animals that ate chametz on Pesach, and now you are eating that animal, or the egg, and maybe there's an Isser Hana in effect. So in America, chickens and animals, we'll talk about milk in a different share, but there is no real concern that chametz was fed to these chickens, and this is coming within a few days. And due to the nature of supermarkets and the way chickens are fed today, halachically, there is no concern, although there are supermarkets themselves that they stock up in advance because they know people are machmir, or could be their Rav Machshir requires them to do this. But halachically, if you run out of eggs, there is no concern. One is allowed to go purchase eggs even on Pesach itself.